Hello there, Flotsy baby. How are you today? I know you're going to say, I'm fine. So I'm going to say, that's real good. I'm sure glad to hear that. Because I'm fine too. And I'm getting better every day for some reason or other. I don't know what in the world, if I get any better, if I get to feeling any better, I'll fly. And I got to keep my feet on the ground, yes? But, gee, I just got to tell you, if you hear me smacking my lips, I've been eating some candy a gal sent me. Some Quality Street Mendelssohn's or something like that. That's the best chocolate stuff I've had for a long time. Real tasty. And thank you very much. And also, thank you for the nice package of prepared foods I got. Tonight, there's a treat on the house. I made me a apple cinnamon coffee cake. Boy, and everybody just said, you tell Miss Williams, that was real good, Carl. And I said, you bet I will. That's the first thing I'm going to tell her. And we just have a ball. Tonight, the boss ground up some nice steaks I had and made hamburger out of them. He says, it's a shame to waste that good meat. I said, well, that's what we do. We get good old ground beef. We want hamburgers. And we had some salad and some potato. And then we had this apple cinnamon coffee cake. Pretty good. I could have cooked it. I could have baked her 5 more minutes, I guess. But it's kind of a real treat to get something like that. Fresh baked it with seasoning. We do get a French bread little roll. It's real good, I've told you about. Sometimes it's pretty dirty though, but that's about all the bacon we get. And this fresh baked stuff comes out pretty good. But we've been real fortunate here the last month. We've got fresh eggs, and we always try and keep ahead on that. We got real good coffee, hermetically sealed, and we get it in 2-pound cans. It's issue coffee from the Army, but then we get steak, and I got some fresh oranges. And the other day, Ed went up and got some onions. And you'd be surprised how those little things make a big difference in your meals. And this prepared stuff, puddings and the like, are really good, really, really good. And everybody just likes them, and we don't get around to making them very often, but we ought to do it every day. But I come home tonight at 5:45, and I had my Mr. Dome, my language man, was here from 5:30, and I'd promised them, I promised the guys I'd make that cake, so it took me 15 minutes to get it in the pan, and Mr. Dome waited for me. But I've been, gee whiz, I'm putting on weight like crazy, but it doesn't seem to matter a hell of a lot. I feel real good in the brain. I'm not too worried about it. And I guess, after all, that's what we're here for, is to see how calm we can stay in all this world of travail and tears. And I sure don't have any tears that want to get shed. It seems like my problems, they're just as numerous, and I have occasional periods of when I want to punch somebody in the nose, but it seems to go away. It don't last too long. And I just hold tight until things blow over. I've had a little time trying to get adjusted with this major now, and he gets on the prod, and it's kind of hard to operate real good with the Army because they're so regimented. men, they can say a lot of things and they know what it means to another officer might know what it means, but to a civilian it might mean something else. So I've taken a sort of a paternal attitude, not to get too much excited about a lot of things, at least words. And the other day he kind of teed me off, and he told me that I had no authorization to do something, and of course that was the wrong thing to say. But realizing how we're trying to make this thing work together, I kind of take it easy, really no sweat. And our boss has got a hell of a lot on his mind, and I don't have, if I created any more dissension or any problems, why, he has to worry about that. He's got enough, I think, worrying about getting some of the programs accomplished. Well, we got a pretty good outfit here, and everybody feels pretty good today, particularly old Ed. He got a letter from his wife, and he's about ready to walk on one hand all around. We've had a nice dinner together, and I'm sitting here with my full stomach just reared back in my chair, talking to the person that I love the best. It doesn't seem to be much news. I've got a lot of things cooking in the way of personnel and some reports to kind of get out. But it's just tedious work. Nothing real bad. I guess I've got two guys that are working for the police advisor, and they're interpreters, and the knuckleheads, I guess, have been trying to dodge the draft or something, but I can't get them. We transferred over to a permanent hire, and I can't get them to hire them permanently because they don't have draft exemption certificates. So I should run up there tomorrow and see if I can't squeeze them guys on in. Although if they belong in the Army, I sure as hell don't want them to be working for us, and we furnish the shelter for them to stay out of the draft, because I think they can do more for us by getting in the Army and killing some of these VC, or at least scaring them. And I think they're doing a lot of that around here. The Vietnamese Army, the ARVN, are shaping up pretty good. I think in the last 6 or 8 months they're starting to put some real troops together. A lot different than it was a year ago or more, when these guys were bailing out and deserting. They still have a lot of deserters, but I expect they do. You don't hear much about them anymore, but I think they're improving the caliber of their Army. When they went on to total mobilization and taking everybody between 18 and 38, if they can catch them. Now that's what these two guys, I figure, they've just stayed out of the clutches. But one of them does have a draft exemption from 1961, and the other one has one that says he's exempt until they call him. And but that was 67, 68, so he's probably all right, although he's as far away from Saigon as he can get. If they ever go to call him, they'll have a hell of a time finding him, I know that. And he won't turn himself in, I also know that. But we need him too, and he'll probably help us out considerable if he stays. So I ought to go up to Da Nang and talk to him about these guys. Those are the kind of problems that I'm faced with. Nothing too much. Nothing too critical. Nothing that can't be handled with a little bit of work. I figure I really ought to concentrate on not eating so good. But I've got 3 months. Excuse me for yawning in your face, but man, it's so nice to have a full belly and just to think about talking to you, and I'm thinking of my living room, sitting there looking about at the television in my nice easy chair, and you're sitting over on the settee, and the pooch is sitting down in front of me, wants to jump up on my lap, and I'm not quite ready to let her, because I've got a lot of things to say to you yet. And that's the way I feel right now, just reared back here, and I hope that you are nice and comfortable as you listen, and you can smile to yourself and say, yep, I'm sitting there in that old settee, and we're just lazing time away, and the sun hasn't started streaming in that big window yet. And it's real comfortable and cozy in my little house on Moorhead. Really nice. And it's sure nice to have a cozy, warm home to, and a sweet little gal there to talk to. And we can just discuss anything that comes in your mind, and all of our cares and worries are out of the way, and we don't have a thing to sweat except the fact that we've got such a pleasant life ahead of us, that we've got to figure out how to live it pleasantly and keep everybody content in the world and still do our share of the help that's required of us so that we can benefit our fellow man and consequently live the good Christian life that we're trying to live. So we don't even particularly care if somebody don't come at the door and knock and bother us. We just like to be alone, don't we, baby?